And the list goes on, on down the line. When the list goes on.
Yes.
We're right.
List goes on. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Sean. Long time no talk.
Yeah, you're telling me.
So on Twitter this week, you did a little bit of analysis when it came to Raw match booking.
Yep.
And I thought that was very interesting because back in the day, I had a wrestling site called JimmyVan.com. Mm-hmm. And back in 2012, I decided to bring it back in blog form because I just kind of miss writing and sure. wanted to do some writing. And I started doing it. And then quite frankly, I got frustrated with the booking and I stopped writing.
Yeah.
But what I found interesting was when you did your analysis about Raw, do you want to talk about the number of times each match happened or do you want me to just kind of rhyme it off?
You should probably run it off because I don't have those numbers right in front of me.
Okay, so you said Owens and Orton wrestled 2 times over the month of August. Benjamin and Apollo Crews happened 3 times in August and 5 times since June. A match featuring Dominic Mysterio and Seth Rollins happened for the 4th time in 8 days on Raw.
Yeah.
And the Rise Squad and the Iconics wrestled for the 4th time in August, which is basically every week for the month.
And the ninth time in their feud, if you include that Battle Royal, where they were interacting and advanced the feud.
Right, there you go. And so that took me back to a blog that I wrote in May of 2012, so over 8 years ago, where I was complaining about the exact same thing. And at that time, 8 years ago, there were 5 particular guys, Kofi Kingston, Dolph Ziggler, The Miz, Jack Swagger, and R-Truth. All 5 of those guys in some combination were wrestling mm-hmm. every single week on television. And I remember, I think it was Dolph and Ziggler at one point, I think they'd wrestled like 7 straight times on television. And so I was complaining about it then, and here we are 8 years later, and it's still happening, and basically, it's a situation where I think Vince McMahon, when he goes into a show, he knows what he wants to do with the main story, and he knows what he wants to do with the main talents. But once he has that figured out, then he just kind of, oh, we did this last week, we have to fill out the show, and then he does it again. Yeah. And that becomes the pattern until he comes up with something for some of these guys to do. And once you come up with something, that's when things change. And that's kind of where we're at now. And as a viewer, it sucks that you can miss Raw for weeks on end and not miss anything. But that's kind of how it is. You can watch Miss Raw for weeks and not miss anything because of this book, and they really need to change it up. And one thing, again, that I'll put over about AEW is that you don't see the same matches often in AEW.
Yeah.
Their roster is no bigger than WWE's. But
to the point to where they're doing Jericho and Cassidy 3 times, and I'm like, let's move on already. Like one of those.
Right, and that's the only time that we can think of that happening.
Yeah.
And even in their case, you know, it wasn't every week. They changed the matches up. They made them different. I guarantee you after the All Out match, they're not going to wrestle again probably.
Yeah.
They're going to move them on. And so I wish we saw more of that in WWE. We don't see enough of it.
Me too. It's very frustrating, and I told you I talked to somebody kind of high up, and when they said, well, what would you change? I said, the same people wrestle all the time. They said, yeah, it's hard because Vince shows up and he just changes stuff.
Right.
And he just changes stuff. And he goes, oh, well, they're familiar. They're that. It's so frustrating. You got to get fresh. You got to get different. You got to make me think there's a reason to watch this.
I agree. And I used to say that the Vince McMahon of the late 80s would kick the crap out of the Vince McMahon of 2020 if he saw what he was doing. Mm-hmm. But it is what it is. New Japan. So I am not the biggest viewer of New Japan because I just don't have enough time. But I do keep tabs on everything in New Japan. And I recall a week or two ago, somebody asked you your thoughts on Evil being the IWGP champion. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that it was worth telling that Tetsuya Naito just recaptured the IWGP yeah. title as well as the Intercontinental title at the Summer Struggle show. Evil had it for about a month and a half. Do you think it was a situation where they experimented, weren't happy and moved on? Or do you think that this is going to lead to, you know, a future program and maybe another title change?
I think a future program, eventually another title change. Evil is forever known as on that level now. So I think that that's where he'll be. I think he'll be in the upper mid card, maybe sometimes slide down into the mid card, but he's forever an IWGP heavyweight champion. And that means a lot more. This ain't Jinder Mahal winning the WWE championship. This mm-hmm. is not that. This, where the only way to recover him is for him to disappear for a year, like Jinder did on WWE TV, and they tried to bring him back as a main eventer. That's not the case here. He's going to be active, and I think he'll still be involved.
All right. Ring of Honor, had you ever heard of the app called Stir?
No.
I had never heard of this thing. So Ring of Honor now has a 24/7 digital network called Best on the Planet. It's not an on-demand streaming service like the network. It's a channel. It's a digital 24/7 television channel. And it exists on an app called Stir, owned by Sinclair. It's a free ad-supported streaming app. Mm-hmm. I forget what channel they are. I think number it was like channel 237 or something. But I had never heard of this thing before. And so I'm kind of questioning, what kind of distribution are you expecting? You know?
None. I mean, Impact has Pluto, and I actually tune into it maybe once a year. Into the Pluto app because I'm watching like Fail Army or something like that when I want to watch people just fall face first. Other than that, meh, whatever. It's nothing. It exists. Mm-hmm. You'll get a couple viewers. That's it. Nothing.
Do you remember Crackle?
Crackle is still on my TV.
Does it still exist?
It still exists. I only got Crackle to watch the Joe Dirt sequel.
Oh, really? So I used to watch it for the Jerry Seinfeld show, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was a Crackle show, and then the rights were picked up, I believe, by Netflix.
I watch it.
Yeah, to me, that was the end of Crackle after that. It's like Cobra Kai was a YouTube thing, and now it's on Netflix as well.
Is Cobra Kai on Netflix?
Yes,
now?
And they're going to plan a third season.
Well, good, because that show was way too good for YouTube TV.
It was good.
I have YouTube Red or YouTube TV
Premium. Yeah, I do too.
A family member just sent like, "Hey, here's an invite to our family plan on YouTube TV." I didn't even do it for months till I moved into this new office and didn't have DirecTV yet. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. I love it.
It is really good. They do all the callbacks to the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
But the setup for YouTube TV is nice. I like that. But this was on like YouTube Red or whatever, and I thought the show was really, really good.
Yeah, it was
good. But I was not about to get that service just to watch that show.
Right. I have it just for other things, but it was there, and so it was good. I like it. I want to ask you about Sami Zayn. Mm-hmm. So him and Jeff Hardy, and maybe AJ Styles would be included too, it reminds me of Razor Ramon Shawn Michaels. And so I question if it's going to lead to a ladder match, because it sounds to me like that's where they're headed, to a ladder match with all the titles hanging from it. What do you think?
I hope.
It sounds like.
I'm very excited for this. They should do that. But I think they should also, AJ should be in that too, because all due respect to Jeff Hardy. Have you ever watched the movie Major League?
Of course.
Okay. I think that Jeff Hardy winning with his knee brace, he should be like the Ed Harris now. He's the guy that used to have the fastball and the curveball, but now he's putting Crisco on the ball and like snot on it. Now he's winning any way that he can because he's just trying to hang on and he's trying to keep up with other people. Even though AJ Styles is the same age as him, we know he's not as beat up as Jeff Hardy. I think that's the way they should go with Jeff, and I think a ladder match would be fine.
Have you seen Ted Lasso?
No.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Ted Lasso is a sitcom on Apple Plus, and we got a free subscription because we bought a new iPad, so you got a free subscription.
Yeah.
And Jason Sudeikis is the star.
Okay.
And it is basically Major League meets soccer.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. So
I think that would be fun. I'd probably watch that.
And they're only 30-minute episodes, so they go you can knock them out quick.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I will check it out.
Ted Lasso, it's called. Austin Theory, is he back in NXT because they just felt he wasn't ready for the main roster?
He's back in NXT because he had some stuff going on. That's why he's back in NXT.
Can you elaborate?
He was the subject of here's the thing. Probably not, but he was the subject of an allegation and was quietly suspended.
So why did they choose NXT then? They think it's more under the radar, is that why?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You're asking me to reason with that?
I know. And it's not like you can just like text Vince and say, "Hey, so why did you put him back?" I get it.
I mean, there's plenty of people I can ask, but they're not going to give me a truthful, right answer here. Yeah. Not about that. There's no way.
I really liked Rollins having a faction.
Yeah.
And obviously they lost Theory, and what can you do? But now they're, teasing dissension with him and Buddy Murphy. And I'm kind of disappointed in that because I like him having a faction.
Yeah.
So I wish they would do something with it. I know that the AOP, one of them got injured. And like you pointed out, they could have just had the other one out there.
Yeah.
So
that's how they do. Well, they're gone. They're completely gone.
It's disappointing. It's disappointing. Last thing I want to mention was about Rey Mysterio. So Payback, I'm sure everybody else noticed it too, but I noticed it. When they won the match, he was favoring his arm. Yeah. The referee tried to raise it in the air, and he was very kind of, you know, gently making sure he didn't do it too rigorously. Good news is that apparently he doesn't need surgery. His recovery time is up to 2 months. He's a pretty injury-prone guy now, and I guess that comes with being 46, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And all the best to him. I mean, hopefully he signed that deal before. I mean, because WWE might just be like, meh, no deal for you for a while.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so either.
No.
You know, I didn't bring this up on the main show air, but I think that Melissa is kind of injury prone.
Really?
I think that Melissa is injury prone and she should be stripped of the title.
Are you saying this because you're sour that last week you claimed she hadn't defended the title and I proved you wrong by airing footage of one of her title defenses against you? Is that why you're saying this?
No, for sure not. And I'm not convinced that that's real footage. You have a very talented developer team and graphics team. I think that possibly that was all not real. Because if I put you on the spot right now, I doubt that footage would just appear.
So you think that that was the only challenge that you made to Melissa, given the 365 rules of the Fightful title? You think that is the only attempted challenge on your part against Melissa for the Fightful championship?
Well, considering I'm me and I would know, then yeah, I would say that I have not been able to challenge Melissa at any time over the last year for that title, so she should have to vacate it.
You bring this on yourself. Shame on you for lying to your loyal viewer, Sean Rossap. You bring this on yourself. There's been more than one attempt. I have the footage. I had an inkling that you were going to do this, so I was ready to go. Camillo, let's put up that title shot.
Fuck you, Brady. Let's see, fix this. Melissa, can I see you for a second?
Subscribe to Fightful on YouTube for the latest exclusive podcasts, interviews, and news across boxing, MMA, and pro wrestling.